اللهم صل على
سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آله سيدنا محمد وعلى آله سيدنا.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نويت الأربعين، نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخلوة، نويت العزلة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم. أطيع الله وأطيع الرسول وولي الأمر منكم. أولياء الله they have, when they reach enlightenment, as we have described in the 10 levels in the previous associations, Awliya Allah, those who reach enlightenment, when they see the murid was able to achieve these 10 levels, they begin to dress him. So they dress him from 6 powers, and these powers are not from outside they dress him, they are from inside. But when they open it to him from his heart, he will find himself dressed with them. It's like a light in a room, that a room that has no window, so the light is being locked in that room. When you open a window or a door, light comes out. Or like a smoke in a room, when you open a hole, the smoke goes out and it will cover the place. So the light will cover the place if it is a strong light, and if it is a smoke, the smoke will cover the place. And what you think, if it is a fragrance, that you have a small, very small, let's say, box, and inside that box you have, you know, this containers that they put coal in them. They sell them when you go to Hajj, and you put on top of them. You have them a lot in subcontinent.
Put
incense, bakhur.
Oh yeah.
Oud, bakhur, anything, and then the smell goes out. So when the smell goes out, when it is in a container, very small container, and you have big quantity of that perfume or the incense, bakhur, and the fire is very strong. As soon as you open that box, all this fragrance from the intensity of the heat and from the immensity of the perfume, it keep coming up like a volcano. You see, volcano under high pressure, when it find a hole, scientists, when it find a hole, it will go up in the air hundreds of feet high, throwing its, what you call it, lava, and spreading it wherever it moves. It's spreading and taking everything with it. What you think about a fragrance lava? If that volcano is made up of perfumes, and these fragrances are coming, and as it is moving, it takes, well, whoever stands in front of it, it moves it with that nice smell. The heart of that murid who reached these 10 levels, the Shaykh is looking, he established already in his heart that small heart, small box, that it is so much in love. He reached Mahabbatullah, Mahabbatul Habib, Mahabbatul Mashayikh. He reached the love of Allah, love of Prophet, love of Awliya. Presence of Allah, presence of Prophet, presence of Awliya, annihilated in the love of Allah, annihilated in the love of Prophet, annihilated in love of Awliya, bil maqamul fana. That intensity of love that in his heart, with the immensity of these six powers that Allah gave to him inside his heart, it will blow up, it find a way out. Allah. For these six powers, like this fragrance, it begin to move out and take everything that faced them. And through this immense power, a lot of miracles comes from that murid at that time. And that's why awliya Allah, especially the Naqshbandis, as soon as their murid finish his seclusions and reach this, he established these 10 levels, they put him in a seclusion to give him the power, the fragrance of these six powers that inside him. And after these powers will come out like this fragrance of volcano coming out, with this lava of nice fragrance that takes everything. So miracles begin to happen from him. Naqshbandi order him. They leave him for 40 days showing miracle and then stop it. They don't let him anymore. Because in Naqshbandi way, awliyaullah, Naqshbandi awliyaullah, they don't like miracles to be shown. Because then it is like a show off. They don't like that. They keep themselves normal. When you look at them, they are normal. They keep their power when it is mostly needed for the murid in difficulties. When murid has difficulties, in indirect way, they solve these difficulties. Or in the grave, when the murid being questioned by angels, Ankar wa Nakir, when they ask him about who is his Lord, what is his religion, who is his Prophet, there instead of his tongue be frozen, they loosen his tongue to answer correctly. That is the most important place that awliyaullah, the murid is needing the power of his sheikhs. To inspire even the Shaykh, reach him. To inspire what they have to say. Learn in Judgment Day also.
Allah.
That they take him to Shafa'atul Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They present their murids to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Rasulullah, this is our murid. The first to be thrown into Shafa'ah, to Paradise.
Ya Allah. Ameen.
Move
Ameen.
Forward. Because Wali has an access to Prophet. Not everyone has access. You say someone has access to a president. Someone has an access to a king. Not everyone has access to president or a king. So if they have access, you run after them to these people to make sure they take you to the president. Who was the, what is the president or a king in dunya? Nothing compared to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's nothing. There are nothing. They need the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is the king. He is the president. He is the leader. He is the emperor. He is the sultan. So, who has access to Prophet? Not those who says, oh, don't make excessive prayer on Prophet. Excessive prayer means when you do them, it shows how much you love Prophet. When you remember someone means it shows how much you love him more. It is said that إِذَا أَحَبَّ الْإِنسَانُ شَيْئًا أَكْثَرَ مِنْ ذِكْرِهِ. If a human being loves something or someone, he أَكْثَرَ مِنْ ذِكْرِهِ, he mentions him a lot. Keep mentioning, because he loves that. If I love my sheikh, I mention my sheikh everywhere. I want to spread his message everywhere. And what do you think if you, if someone loves Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Always he is mentioning Prophet on his tongue. Those whom they love Prophet, they have access to Prophet. So those who have access, they take their murids with them to the presence of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that murid, when he reached that level and begin to show miracles, they stop him. He's not enough. Other tariqahs, they leave. It's different from one tariqah to another tariqah. It's there, everyone has his own way. So now when this is coming, that this volcano, that the lava of the heart, or the lava of that volcano, which is that six powers were pressurized under very high pressure, under high suppressant, you say?
Pressure.
They were suppressed by the ego, the selfishness of the ego. They were suppressed and brought completely down in the heart of a human being, unenabling him to bring them out, because the ego cannot accept anyone except himself, the ego self, to ride and to have the control on you, on the person. So he is able, that ego, the self of a human being, is able to suppress these six powers that they are in the heart, and you cannot release them until you achieve the 10 levels that we have described already. When you achieve these 10 levels that we have described, then as if you have been granted, that means you have reached the highest level of clearance. Because every level is a clearance level. In government, normal government, if you have to work in a government, you have to have a clearance. And not everyone will work in government to have clearance. There are many people who works in the energy government, they don't need clearance. They work normal work, they don't need, where they need clearance? In high level government. Means they have to access unclassified, has levels of clearances, and classified material has levels of clearances. Unclassified areas, still that you don't have access to it without clearance. And they have to check you. They have to study you. They have to go ask, who are your father and mother? They don't depend on your personality even. If your parents, any one of them were on drugs, or any one of them has made a problem in his past, or has a criminal record, or he is not a good person in this community or society, it affects your clearance. You know that? You don't know? You're correct. So every, this is for unclassified. If it is classified materials, It's very difficult to get a clearance. They have to go, since your age was might be 5 years. How back they go? Huh?
Right. Depends on the level of clearance.
Yeah, it depends on the level of clearance. So, these 10 levels are levels of clearances. When the murid achieved these 10 levels of clearances, mean he reached the classified material. They can open for him now the 6 powers of the heart, which are being like a chip in every human being. That's why no discrimination. Allah did not discriminate. He gave to everyone these 6 powers. It's a chip being planted, they say, planted in the heart. And these 6 powers, when, because they are so suppressed by the ego, means they are so pressurized like a can. You know these cans, they sell them for fresh air, what do you call it?
Aerosol.
Aerosol. They are pressurized under high pressure. They are liquid form because they are under high pressure. When you release them, they become gas form. So now in the heart, with the tyranny of the self, was able to oppress you and suppress you to under a very high pressure of selfishness and satanic influence, to make all this power that Allah put in your heart to be very narrow in a small place, so everything being pressured down, and it become like a what? Like a liquid there sitting, and that is the black clot in the heart. You don't see that?
No.
That's the place of shaitan in the heart. That place, when you are achieving high level of clearance, that place of shaitan become easy to throw it out, to open it, to take it. So that pressurized clot there, when it is opened, is like you are opening a pressured aerosol, become in a gaseous state, giving nice fragrance. So these 6 powers will be overwhelming, throwing up lava from the volcano up of the heart, spreading its love that attracts people. And these 6 levels are Hakikatul Jazba, Hakikatul Faid, Hakikatul Tawassul, Hakikatul Tawajjuh, Hakikatul Tay, Hakikatul Irshad. So 6 powers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them to every innocent child being born. Because everyone is born on Islam, on fitrah, as Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Yuladul insanu ala al-fitrah. Human being is born on innocence. So that light must be there. If you lose it, then it is you are losing it. It's not been taken away, but will be suppressed, pressurized down in the heart. فإما أبواه يهودانه أو ينصرانه أو يمجسانه. Either his parents make him raise him in a different religion, so he is going to end up in a different level, a different situation that's away from fitrah, from innocence. It depends how they raise him and how they spoil him or her. So that's why it is important for a murid to balance between, it's very important for the murid to have the inner heart and the outer heart same. I will explain that. The inner and the outer. The outer must be look like inner, and inner must be like outer. Or else the six powers cannot be opened. So you'll be still struggling. And in this level of clearances where you are struggling, you will be an example like that example. The one that tried to make his outside, the outer, look nice, means he make himself to look acceptable to people, and they say, oh, this is, he make himself that he has permission from some people. They say, oh, we have permission from this wali to represent, this is to represent them and do the zikr and give guidance. The other one said, oh, I saw a dream, I have permission from Prophet to do that. The other one said, oh, I don't need a dream, by direct connection, telepathy, I was speaking with Prophet and Prophet sent me to this country to become a sheikh and guide people. Everyone, according to his or her pride or arrogance, they try to make a situation to be acceptable from others. Or someone said, I'm a good person, listen to me, never accepting that he was wrong. Everyone has different ego problem. That as if you are cleaning your outside, but your inside is bad. So what is that called? He is a liar. من جرد ظاهره دون باطنا فهو كذاب. Who makes his outer self without cleaning his inner self, only to show people his outer self, he is a liar. Why? He is like someone, his inner side is like iron, completely dark, black, and he covered it with silver. But it is iron. They call it what? And today terminology, plated. Silver plated. His heart is silver plated. What silver plated? You don't buy it, you throw it. You say, that's not silver. I don't want it. Right? So, you say you are cheating me. Some people, they look at it, they don't write silver plated. They look at it, oh, this is silver. You buy it as silver, but it's not silver. It's silver plated. So what you are doing? You are cheating people. Mm-hmm. How many sheikhs like that today? Mm-hmm. In here, or in the world. Mm-hmm. They pretend to be something, but they are silver plated, they are liars, and they are going to be questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how they cheated and how deceived. That's why a sheikh must be very careful that I'm nothing. If I don't know, I say I don't know, as we have explained in the previous sohbah association yesterday. I don't know. The best advice is to say the fruit of all ilm, he said, I'm giving you, oh my son, as we said yesterday, the fruit of all the knowledge, if you put it together of all scholars, the fruit of it is that when you don't know something, say, I don't know. Don't pretend you know. Like someone, he is the son of a big sheikh. So when his father died, people were looking at him as, because he put the address of Muslim cleric. So everyone comes to him. He's the son of big alim, he's alim. And he didn't say, no, I'm not alim. So anyone ask him a question, he looked at him. They look at each other. Well, this one is going to, they know very well.
Strong.
What's the answer, our sheikh? There is two opinions in it. Fihi qawla. He knows a lot of things. Say fihi qawla means there is two opinions. Everyone asking him, he say there is two opinions. Oh, they don't ask what is the two opinions. It's finished. It's two opinions. We go. One very clever. He knows that this one doesn't know anything. So he want to trick him. He came to him. He said, "Oh my sheikh, I have a question in front of these people and the ulama sitting there." He said, "What's your question?" He said, "Afillahi shakun? Is there is doubt in Allah? Afillahi shakun? Is there any doubt in Allah?" He said, "There is two opinions. Fihi qawla. Two opinions means one yes, one no." So this is ulama today. This one, if you don't know, say I don't know. Don't lie. So he said, "Don't cover. Don't be silver plated. Then you are lost. Don't show your outside is okay. You say you, oh, I'm giving lecture on love of Prophet. I'm giving lecture on zikr. I am giving lecture on everything. But when you come to the reality, it's like a balloon. It's nothing." There are a lot of them here in this area. So that's like a silver plate. His inner is ugly. Inner side, his inner heart is ugly. His outside, outer heart, or the way that people can see, is, you can see nice. The second, من جرد باطنه دون ظاهره is okay. Whoever cleans his inner side and did not yet clean his outer is okay. I'm ugly, what I can do, but my inner is good. I don't lie, I don't cheat, I don't deceive. I might do mistakes, I might do things wrong, but I'm not doing something wrong. So what he, that man, what his description is, as if he is, his button is silver, his outer is iron, the opposite. So what he does, he iron plated, he's iron plated. He's not silver plated. Silver plated is the cheating, the one who is cheating. He's making the outer to look nice. This one, he knows he's humble, he cannot cheat. So he said, my inside, I'm okay, but outside, I am bad. So he iron plated himself completely. I said, okay, I'm sitting at the door. I'm sitting by the shoes. I know nothing. That's one is on the right way, it's okay. But the best, the one that who fix his inner side and his outer side completely, he is the As-Siddiq. He will become a trustworthy person. And he become like not silver even, like gold. Doesn't change. Inner and outer. Gold. That one is the perfect one. That what you achieve when you move across these 10 levels of that of the Muri, achieving to reach high clearances from one level to another means you have achieved to make your heart and your inner and outer gold equal. At that time, that volcano, that fragrance, lava fragrance of the heart is opened of these 6 powers. When these 6 powers are opened, the fragrance of them will come out of the heart. You will begin to smell it. As soon as you smell it, you begin to see and hear what people cannot see and what people cannot hear. Because you can, through that smell, it attracts you. Like the bee, they found that the bee, with instinct, they say, can go to very far, fly very far, in order to suck the honey from a flower or anything that is needed, whatever it has to suck. It flies, even they say, I read sometime that it flies more than 250 miles. Enabling it to suck honey and come back from the instinct or the fragrance that comes from inside. Because it receives inspiration, the bee. It's different from any other. It receives that inspiration that comes to the bee. So when your 6 powers, this fragrance, open up, these all kind of 6 inspirations will become to run, coming out of your inside, dress you from outside. So you become God with these 6 powers. And as we said them, حقيقة الجذب, حقيقة الطفيف, حقيقة التوجه, حقيقة التوصل, حقيقة الطيب, حقيقة الإرشاد. And we'll describe them in another session, but حقيقة الجذب is the reality of attraction. Reality of attraction. What is the meaning of reality of attraction? If you have a magnet and you put it over nails, it depends how big is the magnet. If it's small, it attracts one nail. If it is bigger, 2 nails. If it's bigger, 10. If it's bigger, 100. Is not? It depends how much you have achieved of gold in your heart, making the inner and outer stronger. And how much fragrance was contained in your heart, and how much you have released out of it. Because from murid to murid, even you pass the high, the 10 clearances level, but some of them, some murids are more stronger, they can carry more, some of them they can carry less. But all of them they will be given, and that is the what Muhammad al-Busayr described in his Burda, when he said, وَكُلُّ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ مُلْتَمِسٌ غَرْفًا مِنَ الْبَحْرِ أَوْ رَشْفًا مِنَ الدِّيَنِ. Everyone is taking, means all awliya all, and all the seekers on the way are taking from the Prophet وسلم, from his heart, either by, like you take from a water, from a river with your hand, or with you, with a pitcher. Which one bigger? The picture. So غرفة من البحر أو رشفة من الدين. You take either a little bit from rivers, water, and drink, or with big pictures you are taking. So it depends how much fragrance has been released that give you power in different, in every six of these six realities. So the first reality is the reality of attraction. Then it depends on how much has been released of that power, that you'll be able not only to attract people to you, that is okay, we understand, that's something else, but how much you will be attracted and connected to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Are you taking handful of knowledge, or are you taking pictures of knowledge? And how much you are attracted to the higher and higher levels, as you are seeking more and more, you will be able to reach higher and higher levels of knowledge and Gnosis. And when you go higher, you will be attracting all this ulum and bringing it down. And that's why Awliya Allah's ulum never ends, because they take from the ocean of Prophet and Prophet is taking from the ocean of Ismullah Al-Alim, Al-Alim, from the ocean of knowledge, Ilm. وَفَوْكَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. Above every Gnostic, there is a Gnostic or there is a knower. All of them taking from that ocean. And this is what we will be explaining, inshallah, in the next session, about these six different levels of attraction. Wa min Allahi tawfiq bi hurmatihi.
Amin. 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 Amin.